It's the Brew Ha Ha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
Time for the Hop Monk Drive Brew Ha Ha. My co-host, Herlinda, is here, and of course, the great Mark Carpenter.
How you doing?
Since 71, working at Anchor in San Francisco.
Yes, sir, and I've got a great Chang beer in front of me now. I love this Thursday afternoons.
Well, he's retired now, so he's really enjoying it now.
And you've also brought a couple beers from Anchor.
Yes, I was there Monday night, and they gave me a preview of the Christmas ale. I haven't tasted it yet, so we can taste it on the show.
Okay, cool. And we're going to play some Christmas songs and enjoy it all. Now, you were telling me out in the green room that Fritz Maytag, who founded
Yes.
Yeah, you started.
Revived it, yes.
Revived Anchor in the 60s.
Yes.
And you started at 71?
71, yep.
Okay, he used to say if you releases the Christmas beer until November, you're fired, basically.
Boy, I'll tell you,
we got the Christmas beer.
Well, we have to brew it early because we ship it great distances. And we've been doing that for a while, but he always demanded that it stay in the brewery. And the current brewmaster gave me some. I said, you sure you don't mind me tasting it because I'm going to do it on the air? And he's, no, that's fine. So it's a little preview. New tree on the label every year, so I can tell you about that.
I got to drink the quarter out of the tanks at Anchor on Monday night when we did a
party. Oh, you were there when...
No,
we missed each other. Yeah. We were at the same party and missed each other.
Yep. I know. You'd think that, right? I took the Dutch people there for a private tour.
Of course, the Dutch people.
Yes, the Dutch brewery folks. So, but we have a lovely guest who came a long, long way with some great beer, and I'm so excited to have Pimmy from Chang Brewery. It's actually spelled Chang, but it's pronounced Chong, right?
Oh, correct. I've been saying Chang.
Yeah. So she told me on the phone, which is good that I talked to her on the phone beforehand. And
all right. And I got to say, she said, call me Pimmy. What is your full name?
My full name is Saruni Sutikunpanit.
Sutikunpanit.
Perfect.
How many letters in the last name?
13.
13. Wow. Thank you for letting us call you Pimmy.
My pleasure. I figured it would be easier.
Yes, I could not. I screw up. when I have someone named Smith on, I usually say Smythe. I don't know.
So Pimmy was introduced to me by Romy and some people. I went to the Thai food festival in San Francisco
correct.
A few weeks ago, and I saw the Chang Brewery signs everywhere, and it was the only beer there, and there were all these different foods, but it paired so well with the Thai food. I was like, okay, let's talk. Let's get a Thai beer on. So you're the beer is actually brewed in Thailand, right?
Correct. So we import all of our products here, and just to give everyone a little backstory of that event, it's hosted by us. So to give a better introduction of Thai culture, Thai food, and Thai beer all together, we figured it would be our duty to present that to the audience in San Francisco. We had that done last year in LA. It went really well, and we heard people from all over the place asking us to do it elsewhere too, so we took on a tour. So last year was LA, this year was San Francisco to the one you went. But in overall, this is our global campaign. So the event itself is called Chang Sensory Trails. So the experience of it is more than just food. It's through sense of, all of our different senses. So we brought in a chef from Thailand. We paired Chang with all the different food vendors.
Wow.
The featured dishes were inspired by our celebrity chef that we brought in from Thailand, which... You tried when you were there.
Fantastic food. Oh, my God. Mike was in heaven.
So we had this event in, Singapore, London, and then U.S.
And as I've been mentioning for weeks now, Pimmy and the people from Chang, did I say that right?
Perfect.
They came over to visit us on the new Trump Transatlantic Bridge. They've been coming from all over the world, Did you born and raised in Thailand?
Yes.
Because you sound more American than Mike.
Yes, I was born and raised in Thailand.
Wow.
I was fortunate enough to come here at 13 for school, and
oh,
I
cool.
kind of stayed around ever since.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice. Give me the history of Chang.
Sure. So Chang beer has been around for about 20 years now. We initially launched Chang beer in Thailand in 1995 when the market for alcohol becomes, when it opens up. And ever since, you know, we've been one of the big boys in the market, which is great for us. It leads us to wanting to introduce, you know, the Thai beer to the world. So now from one little country, now we're our distribution has gone to about 50 different countries around the world.
There's two big breweries in Thailand.
Correct.
You and Singha.
Correct. Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
But so this was very
Singha. Wasn't he the chef on Bonanza? Oh, that's Hop Singh. Never mind.
Well, this is very interesting, Steve. Actually, I think you'll find this interesting. So they, you guys are, your government's a democracy, right?
Correct.
But they have a mono business kind of policy. So small breweries, if craft beer,
correct.
So you're getting some craft breweries in there, but where are they? But they can't brew in Thailand, right? So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So there's a law that says you need to be able to produce at least a minimum of 200,000 barrels in order to establish a brewery or produce it in Thailand. So all the craft beer that's being produced right now, that's our Thai brand, has to be produced overseas and imported.
Really?
Yeah.
Like where?
Like Japan.
Really?
The big market is Japan right now.
So why is that?
It's because there's a, you know, just the government policy of, you know, having to have minimum facilities and people, and they want to make sure that the business will move.
It has nothing to do with alcohol.
No.
Wow, that is weird.
Mark was saying that Japan had that policy too after the war, right?
Well, up until just a few years ago, you couldn't open a small brewery. I think these laws generally are made by the people who have the big breweries and they don't want competition. But they change when the people when the people want craft beer, they'll get craft beer.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Are those craft beers popular in Thailand then, the ones that are coming in, the small ones too?
Yeah, I mean, in a niche market, mainly in a tourist area where you get a lot of, you know, people from Europe or America going.
Right.
So you'll get, that's where the trend picks up. Right. And in Bangkok mainly, because people in the city would happen to know more about craft beer.
Or cosmopolitan.
Yeah. Correct.
That makes sense.
So you guys brew one style of beer, though.
Correct. Right? We produce a lager, 5% ABV.
Pour me a taste of that. I haven't tried that yet.
Let me pour your new one.
It's a great lager.
That was my next question.
As good as any German lager. It just has a wonderful flavor.
Thank you.
And probably has a lot of German influence.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Probably went to Germany and learned how the Germans make lager.
They do make a pretty good lager.
Oh, this is delicious.
Yeah, it's a great beer.
It's really refreshing, super clean with a spicy Thai food. And
perfect.
And you said something to me on the phone about this beer, the Chang beer, and food.
Oh, yeah. I use the word mingle. It mingles well when you pair it with food because a lot of times you go out, you set yourself to go for a good meal, and, of course, you want it to look for the perfect beverage to pair it with. And a lot of times, you know, if you pick the wrong beverage, it kind of kills the palate. But Chang has, you know, the formula that works really well. It has this floral, fruity, citrus aroma to it, but it's not heavy on that, so when you pair it with flavorful food, it mingles really well.
So, since I'm a wimp, especially in my old age, when it comes to some Thai food with the heat,
right?
I could see this kind of quelling the heat.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great beer.
Yep.
Mark Carpenter likes the beer.
Well, I like beer, you know.
I know, but particularly, can you give me just a little more reasons why I like
this? Yes. One of the things that I think it's really important is, you know, it's coming a long ways from a very warm country, and this tastes very fresh. It really tastes
it's
just out of the brewery, and that's important with
imported
beers.
That?
Well, it's number one, they have to do a great job bottling it. They have to keep oxygen out of the bottle when they're bottling it, and then they have to keep it cool. And I don't know how they're shipping it, but they are probably doing their best to keep it fairly cool. Mm-hmm. And then when it gets here, you want to get distribution pretty quick, you know. And this is a great tasting beer.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm a wine guy, but I like this.
Cheers.
Salute.
Oh, yeah. Cheers.
Salute.
How do you say cheers in Thai?
Chayo.
Chayo?
Yeah.
Chayo.
Chayo.
Like
Chayo. Cheers. We ready for traffic or we're waiting? Okay, we're Chayo. Good. It's chungbeer.com, C-H-A-N-G. Pimmy is here. Give me your full name again.
My full name is Saruni Sutikunpanit.
13 letters in her last name.
They have their own alphabet, too.
Really?
Yes.
Why? No, never mind.
The internet wasn't around when they invented it. You know.
Also true.
What is going on in Thailand these days? I mean, besides Chang and another brewery, I know nothing about Thailand.
Well, Thailand
is... Please tell me.
We're known for the beach. So it's a beautiful, beautiful, warm country. If you ever wanted a place to escape for winter, I would highly recommend. It's actually the best time to visit Thailand. I mean, I think, like I've mentioned before to you guys, before I, you know, we step into this room, people ask me all the time, what are you doing here when you're, like, originally from Thailand? And I said, well, the love of work and, you know, of course, Chang, you know, brought me here today, but which I'm very grateful for. But Thailand is an amazing, beautiful vacation spot. We're rich in culture. Food is amazing. I mean, as you know, there's a lot of history to it. There's a lot of, old ruined temples. And it just something very different from here. So,
tell me you don't have a Hooters.
We do have Hooters. In Thailand. Oh, yeah.
Hooters restaurant?
Oh, yeah. They go there.
Okay. Mark, have you been to Thailand?
I never have.
The
closest I've ever been, I went to Bali in January with my family for a week. It was just great.
And you're going to be gone for a month. Tell
everyone
where you're going. Yeah.
Well, the bulk of the trip will be in Bulgaria. I was in Romania a couple of years ago, and I just loved it. And this is right next door, and it's supposed to be mountainous and a beautiful area. And so I'm looking forward to it.
Very cool. And Herlinda, who's going to be filling in for Mark?
Mr. Brian Hunt from Moonlight Brewing.
Ooh.
And
cool.
Also possibly one day with Pete Slosberg from Pete's Wicked Ales.
Oh, yeah.
So they're both looking at their calendars. Brian's already said yes. He said, what would we talk about? And I said, we're going to just sit there and BS on the air. And he goes, I can do that.
We need to get Dean Biersch back on from Hop Monk.
Yes.
So work on that. He's traveling and very busy, but we need to do that. Our guest is Pimmy from Chang Brewing Thailand, chang.com, C-H-A-N-G. It's a pleasure to meet you. And so,
pleasure's all mine.
You did San Francisco, then you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you're going to L.A., right?
Correct.
So that's a cool gig you got.
You're like the brand manager, right? National brand manager, is that correct?
For the U.S., yes.
Yes. And then you brought somebody with you. She drove you over here. She's the Bay Area manager, right?
Correct. She's my sales manager for North Cal.
So she said she could tell us all the best Thai restaurants in the Bay Area.
Yes.
I think that's very useful.
Yes, that's her.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I want to know which one has the killer French bulldog. I'm assuming it's
that's
a French
her.
That's Tia.
Buster the bulldog. He is so cool.
Oh, yeah. Booster is our event mascot. He goes around with her all the time, and he gets all the attention, and that's how we get people to sample our beer.
Yeah, it worked for me. I kept going, what a good boy, what a good boy. He was slobbering all over my hands. I love those dogs.
No, he's a good boy.
So how many beers does Chang make? I mean, it's not just this.
We have one.
That's it.
We have other brands, but, you know, because for the purpose of the day, we brought in Chang because we only have Chang right now in the U.S. market right now. But I forgot to mention.
If you're in Thailand, are there more options?
There are more. Because the company, our entire conglomerate, actually has spirits as well.
Rum.
Yeah.
They do a Thai rum.
Yes, we're like the sole producer of Thai rum.
Pretty much.
And what's the difference between Johnny Depp, Pirates of the Caribbean rum, or Cuban rum, or
because ours Pacific rum.
Pacific
rum, correct.
And is there a big difference, or
there is? And I mean, you know, source of water, everything. You got like a different aroma, different aging, different types of barrels.
Wow.
It's, in my opinion, I just think it's richer, and it has more spice because we have Thai herbs in it.
All rum is made from sugar cane. All rum is made from sugar cane, and then it's after that, if you age it or you add herbs, mm-hmm. changes it. There's mm-hmm. some great rums around the world.
But legally in Thailand, if you when you import it over here, you can't call it rum because of
for
the
that
herbs.
Particular one, yeah, because it has additional ingredients to the standard rum that's established in the U.S. So we call it Thai spirits.
Thai,
but if you go on, like, let's say you go to BevMo and there's, you know how they have sections for different alcohol category. We don't really fit in the rum section, but they normally have this like other sections for, you know, all the other products around the world that didn't quite fit in
so
the
like
category.
Elderflower liqueurs,
correct? Yeah.
And none of us within listening distance go to BevMo. They all go to Bottle Barn.
We did. So,
yes. Well, absolutely. Chong is also available at Bottle Barn and BevMo.
There you go.
Oh, great. Well, yeah. Yep. So, people, if you want to try the Chong beer, super refreshing. This is awesome for summer and picnics. It's at Bottle Barn. Awesome.
Yes.
Can you come back on again and bring spirits? I know it's a long flight, but bring the
rum. I'll look into it, absolutely.
We got the Trump Bridge. She can just drive over.
It's and he totally doesn't drink, good. So let's toast to him with that rum.
We're gonna drink the upcoming Christmas beer from Anchor. Go ahead and pop that there, Mark. All right, 5:54. We only got a few minutes as we wrap up the drive. Hop Monk Brouhaha today, featuring Chong Brewing from Thailand. Pimmy is here. Say your name again.
Saruni Sitikunbanit.
See, that's why we call her Pimmy.
Sitikunbanit.
Thank you so much for letting us call you Pimmy, because I would have destroyed the name all afternoon. Mark Carpenter started with Anchor Brewing in 71, and he was there Monday night, and he actually got a pre-release of their Christmas beer.
Yes, the current brewmaster gave me a bottle, and we brew it this early because we ship it to Europe, and it takes time to get there and whatnot.
But Fritz Maytag, who rebooted Anchor in the 60s,
yes.
said, do not allow this out until November.
He would go crazy. And he's the one who started our tradition of Christmas ale. And one of those traditions is there's a new tree every year. And I was looking
on the label,
different tree. And Fritz always used to pick the tree. Well, he doesn't do that anymore. But it's the bristlecone fir, which is from the central coast of California. I just learned about that. And it's a different ale every year. In the past few years, it's been a spiced ale. And
so that's what makes it a Christmas ale?
It doesn't have to be spicy. Originally, it was not. Originally, it was really like our Liberty Ale. But then we switched in 1997. I'm sorry, 1987, we started doing a spiced ale. I thought when we did that, we would only do it for a few years. But look, it's carried on since then.
Wow.
Which, it's an English tradition to do spiced ales, a wassail. And so that's what we're doing. And I just tasted this one for the first time, and I have to like it. It's a spiced ale. I think it's got a nice – go ahead.
No.
Oh, it's got a nice kind of chocolatey aroma to it, and I get some spices and some nice maltiness. It's not overly hopped. It's a great Christmas ale.
What do you think?
All right, and now before we all talk about this and taste it, Merry Christmas, everyone.
So, Penny, what do you think of this beer?
All through the year we waited, through spring and fall. To hear silver bells ringing, see winter time bringing the happiest season of all. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Perfect food and perfect beer for it.
It's great to have you here on our Christmas special.
It's cold enough in here to be Christmas.
All right. So, I don't know. I don't understand Christmas beer. But I can taste some spices.
Yes, yeah. And it's just something as you're sitting around the fire, you want
roasting your chestnuts.
That's it.
Yeah.
You want a little something with some spiciness and a little bit more alcohol.
That's really good.
Yeah, just something warm. It's nice. Christmas ales, by the way, were started just because brewers could sell more beer in this slow time of year.
Of course, exactly. Pimmy, your thoughts quickly on the Christmas beer?
I love it. I feel like Christmas is here already.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell, let's take tomorrow off, Mike. I think it's Christmas Day, isn't it?
Yay, holidays!
All right. Great to meet you and see you. And next time you can get across the Trump Transatlantic Bridge, please come visit us, Pimmy.
Absolutely.
It's a pleasure.
And bringing the rum.
Pleasure's all mine. Ooh, thank you.
Herlinda and, of course, the great Mark Carpenter. When are you leaving?
I leave, I think, 19-20 or something like that.
So you'll be back next week?
Yes, I'll be here next week.
All right, and Herlinda will be back next week.
We're going to have the fermentation festival on with having some libations that are fermented, maybe some sake and cider and beer.
Very nice.
Wow.
All right, folks.
I should be back.
Yeah, stick around.
Maybe I should.
Have a great Thursday night.